If we look at brewing, we have two primary raw materials coming in the door: organic materials that we make beer from and beer containers. We would develop primary activities for firms in each of these categories. We need to know how wheat and hops farmers develop their product. We also need to know what's going on with aluminum companies and the can manufacturers, as well as coopers. These companies then use railroads and trucking companies to deliver their products to the brewery. We also need to know who's making all the equipment for a brewery. We need to know how these businesses operate as well. We then need to look at the brewery's customers. By law, U.S. breweries must sell their beer to a distributor who then sells and delivers it to bars, restaurants, and the retailers who then serve the consumer. So why do we do this? By developing an industry value chain, we could see how things in the general environment will affect our business. For example, drought in the Midwest and rising fuel prices may not matter to a brewery in Tampa, Florida. However, less wheat production means higher wheat prices. Higher fuel prices means the cost of delivering organic materials and containers to the brewery increases, as does the cost of distributing beer. All of a sudden, these seemingly unrelated events can have significant effects on a brewery's bottom line. Therefore, an industry value chain analysis provides quite a bit of insight into what factors in the general environment we need to pay attention to.